First question about dowry. So a dowry is a very deeply patriarchal rooted manifestation practice. And as you said, in most of the countries, it's the men who pay the dowry. But in Nepal, unfortunately, it's the parents of the women who have to pay. And like you rightly mentioned, women of younger age are assumed that they need to pay less dowry. And that's the reason why parents want to get their girls married off sooner. Its prevalence is actually deeply in the southern belt of Nepal called the Tarai region, but it's in some other ways present in almost all the parts of the country. In some places it's in form of a gift, in some places in terms of money. And our National Penal Code Article 174 has criminalized this practice, but it still exists in some or other forms even today. And I just want to add a bit about the SRHR concerns. While there are lots, I would like to highlight a few. For us CSOs, the fact that sexuality education, it's part of the school curriculum, but it no longer exists as a compulsory subject, has been a very big backlash, especially when most of the curriculum are covered for students of grade 9 and 10. So, you know, having compulsory sexuality education is one of the key pieces. But there are also some gaps and lapses in the Safe Motherhood and Reproductive Health and Rights Act, especially about safe abortion services. And it is included in the National Penal Code. That means abortion services are criminalized. Also, the LGBTI and marginalized groups, including sex workers and many marginalized groups, are not able to access sexual and reproductive health services because of provider bias, because of limitations from the family and community. Thank you.